You're listening to Skumba and Dumiso.
Skumba and Dumiso.
IFM 95.9. Good Friday, still hanging out in Skumba and Dumiso, coming to you live from the Constantia. I'm a building with SANB. Talk about that today. We're celebrating World Blood Donor Day. So, right now, I'm going to have an interview with the Chief Marketing Officer, Sulungile Mlambo. Sanibona, sister.
Sanibona, njani.
Right. When you came in, you said, Mnani yini?
Uyigomoza.
Yini, igomoza.
And then I was saying with Komoza, because when they asked you to donate blood, wabale.
No, this is the thing. I went to the mall when you guys did your activation. Went to the mall to go donate blood. When I walked in, there's too many things for me to be comfortable level. There was injections everywhere, and asked about my blood type. I told them my blood type.
What's your blood type?
EPOA. you combine all of them. Today we're celebrating World Blood Donor Day. Tell us more about today's celebrations.
Yes, so today World Blood Donor Day is celebrated globally.
Yeah.
And it is honoring the blood donors. These are the people who give blood so that people like Bonolo, who is sitting right here, can have a second chance at life. So that's why it's World Blood Donor Day. It's for blood donors.
You know, one of the things about blood donation is that it's such a deceptively simple message.
Yeah.
And yet, every single day of your life, do you have any challenges trying to get this message across? Because one common kind of things which we ask,
yes,
what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes, one of the challenges is that people are just generally scared of needles, like Uskomb. People have to get over the fear of needles. And also, I think they don't understand the impact of blood donation, that one unit can save up to 3 people's lives. So, and they think, somebody else will do it. And they don't understand that blood has a shelf life. So if we collect today, tomorrow we may not have as much stock. Today we're sitting healthy at 5 days. Tomorrow we may not have. So it's a regular thing. So you need to donate blood regularly. And one of the aims of World Blood Donor Day actually is to encourage regular blood donations from regular donors. So you don't just donate once and say, okay, it's done. You have to come back at least 2 times a year to give blood.
When you say we're sitting safely on 5 days when it comes to South Africa Negazi, what exactly do you mean?
So it means we've got enough days to last us 5 days. But it's enough.
That's not enough.
Well, it's enough to meet the demand for the next five days. Yes. That's why people must still come back.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next 5 days, we're pretty safe that we can meet the demand in the country.
How? And we're sitting here with Bonolo. Bonolo, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Great.
You received blood because you needed it. And why?
I've actually received blood over 6 times. I'm a regular. So I was diagnosed with anemia, meaning from time to time I need to go and get transfused. I am on iron supplements. That helps me, but I still need to go in for a transfusion. So it's really nothing new to me.
So when basically what you're saying is, because I mean, a lot of us always think blood donation is about umuntu is in an accident, they just need blood at that particular time. So you're one of those people who sit there and you worry whenever you hear. So do you track how much reserves we have of blood as an anemic?
As an anemic person, well. To be quite honest, just to put it out there that people that get transfused aren't people that are incontinent or that are bleeding to death only. There are people that suffer from conditions that require them to get transfused from time to time. For example, I'm anemic, meaning when my blood count does go down, I'll feel exhausted, I'll feel fatigued, I work as well, so I can feel it in my body, I need to get transfused. And I am always under a doctor's supervision, so he'll always advise, it's time for you to go get transfused. You don't just check in, but what they do is they'll take you for a full blood count, blood test, and then the results will show them, this is how many pints you need, and this is when we're going to help you. So it's not only for people in accidents. There's so many people and so many conditions. I mean, there are women that go on their menstrual cycle for so long that at the end of it they might need a transfusion. So you can get it for various reasons. It's not just accidents or bleeding to death.
So someone who's listening right now when I say slumil and wants to donate blood, what can they do?
So they can come In fact, today we've got a blood drive here, but they can visit one of our donor centers, and you need to just weigh over 50 kilograms like all of us.
No, 50 is not.
I can see. And over the age of 16, mm-hmm. and then complete the form, and the nurses will explain to you once you get there. But just eat before. We don't want people fainting because they haven't eaten before donating blood.
So when you take our blood, that means you're going to tell us our results, which is Simeganjan.
So we do tell you if we find something wrong, but mm-hmm. otherwise we just say thank you, your blood has gone to save somebody's life. If we find something in your blood, then we will inform you.
I want to challenge my friends that are listening right now. I mean, let's go out and donate blood. 5 days of blood that we have in the can, that can save us for 5 days. It's not enough.
It's quite amazing if you look at the stats. Abantu who are willing to receive blood if they need it, yeah. but are not willing to donate. Eh?
Yeah.
Alisa, thank you very much for coming, sister. And Munolo, I hope labo shalu hamba kon unekas unekas. Ushalu pe just kupu sekas. Kaya FM 95.9.
Thank you.
Good Friday. On Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.